We're learning Lekutei Sichas Chelek Yudal, Parashat Eschanan, Sichah Beis. I'm holding Sif Beis. Before we go on to Sif Beis, I want to just be made one harder than to get to Sif Aleph. Yes, that I was asked a certain question that maybe it didn't come out clear enough, this Nekuda in the previous year. That's what's the Nekuda of Sif Aleph is to bring out as the difference between Talmud Torah and Krishma. The Talmud Torah is not connected to the union of Zman. It's an union which has to be done always. Whereas Krishma has to be done side by Yem and side by Laila. It was a madgish, this chalkos of Yem and Laila by Krishma. The Rebbe asked, L'chud, it's Ibchem Estabre. Because Krishma is an union of Kabbalah Seyam Al Hashemayim. Kabbalah Seyam Al Hashemayim is something which is no difference by Yem, by Laila. It's something which is Tmidi, always in the same Eifen. Whereas Talmud Torah is an union which is connected to Havana Basagin. And Havana Basagin is Shinuyim. Mela would make sense that there should be a chilek between Yom and Laila, etc. So someone asked that why is there such a adgasha in Sif Aleph about the fact that Krishma is two different mitzvahs? The mitzvah of B'shachris and B'arav is two different mitzvahs. Especially in the Ara, the Rebbe speaks about if it's two, brings out that according to old days it's two mitzvahs. Chayda. The ikir is that Krishma has to be done side by Yom and side by Laila. Let's just say it would be one mitzvah. One mitzvah that has to be done part of it by Yom, part of it by Laila. You still see this inyan that is connected to this manim of Yom and Laila. So why does Rebbe have to be madgish so much this word that it's two separate mitzvahs? The answer, l'chur is a pashtus, is like this, which is based on what we explained really in the other shir. When you have a mitzvah, which is a mitzvah, one mitzvah. Once you can have a mitzvah, that's one mitzvah tmidis, it has to be done always. Elamai, the way that we express that it's done always, that it's the mitzvah is kayam always, and the mitzvah is shaykh to every zman, is by doing it side by yem and side by layel. For example, Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah is taka mitzvah, but like the Rebbe says, it's ba'etzem a mitzvah which always has to be done. The Rebbe brought out that there is a inyan of Eichatimtsa to be Yetzir the mitzvah of Agisa by doing it Perek Echashachis and Perek Echadarvis. Chure, if the word is that it should be always, what's the afke the word of Perek Echashachis, Perek Echadarvis? Why are we madgish Perek Echashachis and Arvis? Chure, whatever you could learn, you should learn. Whatever you can't learn, you're part of learning. What's the word that has to be at least Perek Echashachis, Perek Echadarvis? So it's like we explained in last year, the word is that he Yetzir that the mitzvah is always. To bring out that it's a mitzvah which is kayim always, we have to do it side by yom and side by layel to show that it's not shaykh dafke to yom or dafke to layel. It's any which is tmidi, and the bitui for that is that you do it side by yom and side by layel. So mameila, you see that you can have a mitzvah which has to be done side by yom and side by layel, and it's not be'emes connected to this chalkus of yom and layel. Punt vaket. The fact that it has to be done side by yom and side by layel is because it's above this chalkus of yom and layel. How do we bring out that it's above this chalkas of Yom and Laila? By doing it side by Yom and side by Laila. Mameila, if Krishma would be'emes be one mitzvah, but we can't tie in that the same thing is going to get to Krishma. Be'emes, Krishma is a mitzvah which is always. Kabbalah Seyam HaShemayim has to be done always. Elamai, how do we express that Kabbalah Seyam HaShemayim is a inyan tmidi? So there's a mitzvah that you should do it by Baker and Barav. Even if it's not mamash like Talmud Torah, that it's the emes is the mitzvah that you always have to learn Torah, you could still taina that the vart of doing about Beikim Erev is that the tnu of Kabbalah sales is any which has to be always. Elamai, in order to bring out that it has to be done always, the Torah said, how do you express that it's a inyan tmidi by doing it side by yem and side by layel? Once by Beikim and once by Erev. When you see that Krishma is two separate mitzvahs, that's madgish. The Nakuda that Ba'emes is two separate inyan, that there's a Krishma connected Dafka to Baker and Krishma connected Dafka to Erev. It's not that it's done by Peil and Erev and Baker, it's connected to the Schalkos of Erev and Baker. Because there's two separate mitzvahs. A mitzvah that has to be done in the morning, a mitzvah that has to be done by night. Maybe that's why it's on the Geya, the Madgish, it's two separate mitzvahs. Okay. So let's go to Siv Beis. That be it, Chai Ha'odom Nechlokim Liyomim. The Rebbe brings in the order 15. There's a machlekes and Gemara Nazir. Says there's a Gemara, there's a shail over there. How do you have to look at the inyan of a zman, like different days? Do you have to look at different days as one unit, or just like every here in the every sadi, whether it talks about sidus, if a sidus aresh, every single side is a separate side. Every year is separate. So every day is a separate day. That's Nagia over there to the Inyanim of Naziris. Kapanim, like the Rebbe brings over here from Safas Paneach, the way the Ragachav explains the Shaila is, do we look at Zman in general as one general Inyan? There's a general Inyan called Zman. One klolistik in the Kuda called Zman. Or Zman Murkev from days, or Chalokim, etc. Zman is made up of different units. The Rebbe takes on over here the Yem of Mifsika Adodi. Every single day is a separate Inyan for itself. And Zay is also Mefurish and Zay, yeah? Like he brings over here, the Kol Yem V'yem Avod Avidite. Every single day, you have to have a separate, every day is a Avedu B'fnei Atzma. Kol Yem V'yem Avod Avidite. Why is the Negev so much to Madgish this Nekuda over here? That the Yem Mifsika Adodi, every single day is a separate Avedu. Because the Chuan wants to right away say that the Avedu is that Baker and Erev should come together. That there should be a Metzias of Yem Echad, of Baker and Erev coming together and becoming a Metzias of Yem Echad, like we're going to see in a minute. If you would say that Zman is one general Inyan, it's not the pshat that every Yem is a separate Inyan. There's one general, it just happens. Zman just goes on and on and on and on and on. Morning, night. But it's not the pshat that there's one unit of a day of morning and night together. Then you wouldn't see this Nekudah that is Inyan to Mechaber, Beker, and Erev. If a Yem, what is a Yem? A Gedra of Yem Echot means a Beker and Erev, and that's a full unit of a Yem, then you see this Nekudah that is Inyan to Mechaber, Erev, and Beker. Kupanim, So he says, "Vayte yem shalom and b'tziruf yem v'leilo, k'vishen emar v'yerev v'yveki yem echad." V'zegam menum is ikat tachlis avedis ha'adam. Tachlis ha'adam alas leizbar adir b'tachtein. Haynu leishe yishlo b'avidase kol metzis ha'ilam. El she'ilam atachte k'meishu nira k'metzis b'fnei atzme yaase dir leizbar. Haynu. שגם במציא זו יורגש איך שכל מהוסה היא מהמיתיס עם מציא זברך, וזהו גילוי דה המיתיס החדוסי של הקודש ברוך. אוקיי. מאז בזיין, this קטע, בהקדום. When we talk about being megalod, the Eibush, there's achtas in welt, which that's the Indian of Dira B'tachtenim, like the Alter Rebbe explains in Perek Lamed Vav in Tanya, elsewhere, that what's Dira B'tachtenim? That I feel in Tachtenim should be nirgash, that hu levadi hu vein zulasi. So, when we talk about being megal achdus of the Eibushter and Veld, there's two eifan. There's the eifan of milamai lamato, and there's the eifan of milamato lamai. What's the chiluk? Milamai lamato means, she says, be'etzem, mitzad lamaylo, the way it is mitzad lamaylo, is einim mavad. Veld is master on the emes of einim mavad. Veld is a hell of a hester on the emes. But the way it is mitzad lamaylo, the emes is as einim mavad, that there's nothing besides the Eibushter. So, if you're megala in veld, the emes, the way it is, kmeishu hu melamaylo, that's called melamaylo mato. Agila evachtes yisbarach melamaylo mato. You're being megala in the mato, the way it is, mitzad lamaylo. Mitzad lamaylo, there's no hell of a hester on the emes, and you're megala that gufe in veld gufe. That's ein eifen. Then there's another eifen. An eifen of melamato lamaylo. The says, it's not the pshat that you're megala in Welt, the way it's not Mitzad Welt, the way it's Mitzad Hechef in Welt. That's Melamayla Mata. Melamayla Mata means that Mitzad the Gdorim of the Mata Gufi, you come to Akkor of Achtas Nisbarach. Says, the first Eifin, it's not the Pshat that you Mizbeinen in Welt and you come to a Maskone that Hulavadu Huvein Zulas. Punkt Vaket. You Sheilu Welt. You Megalas Vos Mizat in Welt is Nishtemis. The emes is the way it is mitzad lamayl. Lamata lamayl means that you misbeinen in welt gufe and you come to maskana through welt gufe that the Eibush is havaya echad. Moshel, even though Lav Davka is in the Rekuda right here, like we'll see soon, but general Moshel, al derech, what it says in Shariach Vemun, in the first parak of Shariach Vemun, that if you look at welt and you see a welt is a mechudish, so that itself is mechayiv you to say that the welt is nisav b'chorega v'rega, and there's a kech ha'peil b'nifel, and if there's a kech ha'peil b'nifel, and the welt is nisav b'chorega v'rega, kum t'cheis, that what's the betzis of welt? The betzis of welt is really l'kus. A derech, a person standing in front of a mirror, he sees his image in the mirror, and if he moves away, the image is not going to be there. What's his taich? Taich is that even when he is there, the image is not something separate, the image is his image in the mirror. That's why if he moves away, there's no more image. Same thing. Yeah, he said the Eibush the Welt is a mechudesh. Meil the Eibush has to have the Welt b'chorag v'rag. As meil of us be'em is the Welt. The Welt is the keich aliki, which is ma'av the Welt. So when a person comes to this maskane, this is not melamayil lamata. It's not the pshat as a dehet, it's a psnizgalat, a emel, a mailod, or he comes to the, he's so mezuchach, as his megal, the neshama, whatever is he's going to use. It's not the pshat, he's megala, the emes, kvesha, humel, a mail. And l'chatchil, the velt is not master. No. Is that a velt? And in the velt, alain shreit, as the velt, besat gidra elam, the velt is a mechudish. If the velt is a mechudish, he has to have the kechel, a kibi, mehavim, mechor, a giverega. The mail, the emes is a vaya echo. This is the Indian of Malamatlamai. Comes through the matter goof. It's the Nasis of Aveda. You can have a person, Lamashal, which er leapt in a welt from Teira. Is that not Teira? If it's the Fregen, Vezak the Bechals of a welt, who says the welt's a Metzias? He says, because it says in Teira, but he's barely looking at the Shemaim Asaris. He only knows the Metzias of Teira. When he looks at a Asher, he right away, Bahim, this is just a bitui of Sheish Ragech HaSapar. Bahim, what's Asher? The shay from what says in Teira, shay shenagach hazapara. By him, the metzias is Teira. That's melamai lamat. In other words, by him, er leapt in the maila. He's tak er leapt in elamasa. But the hashkafas ha'ilum of him is the way it is mitzav melamai. The way it is mitzav Teira. Then you have a person. He's a balesik. Er is in the veld. By him, shayir is not shay shenagach hazapara. By him, a shayir is a shayir. It's a way to be. To be chedesh, zereya, to make business. Elamai, in Welt Gufe, he recognizes in Yonav Ashkacha Pratis, he sees that the bracha, Birchas Havaya Hitashir, Birchas Lekim Hitashir, that the whole Panosa only comes from the Ebeshter. He sees that the Ebeshter is Mesav Vasibus always, everything's in Evin Ashkacha Pratis. He recognizes that the Emes of bracha comes only when we misnaig, the way we're supposed to misnaig al Piteira. These inyanim are inyanim that he's the hair is in Welt Gufe, he the hair is that the emes is a lukus. That's the inyan of Melamat Alamayim. Now, this eifen of the second eifen of Melamat Alamayim has a gewalt kemayim over the first eifen. Sai, it says Sai in the inyan of Achtas Havayit, that it brings out the emes inyan of Achtas Havayit, and Sai in the inyan of Dira B'Tachtein, that this is the emes of Dira B'Tachtein. So when we talk about Achtas Havayah and Eifen of Melamayla Lamato, what does that mean? That means that Velt Alein Be'etzim is a Stirat Elikus. Velt is just master on the Emes. Elamai, he's Megale that this Velt is not a Velt of Sheker. Velt is not, the Ashkofa, the way he's Mitzad Velt, is not Emes. Velt Alein Be'etzim Mitzad Atzim is yes, Stirat Elikus. Velt is the master on the Emes that there's nothing else besides the Ebeshter. Velt shows that he's a Metzius for itself. But, it is Megala the way it is Melamayla. He, by him, like to Emes the way it is Mitzad Lamayla. No. It's come to Ches as well. Come to Ches that, aber Velt alein, Ma'atzme, is yes, Tira Talukos. The reason why the Ebeshter is Taka Echad, or Yochid, Mitzad this Eifin of Melamayla Mato, is only because the Velt is not a Metzius Amit. Because the Hashkofa, the way it is Mitzad Velt is Shek. But in the kasal kadai to chavelt, it's takastira talakus. Kum dechei says in avonis and yonim, there's a art, there's a place, there's a smokim for something heipich dinyan of avayachot, heipich dinyan of achdus yisbarach. When you have achdus avayin eifun amilamata lamayla, then you're saying as even the way velt is takavelt, that's gufa shows that the emes is the avayachot. No, so it comes out as takin no art where the Eibush does not echo. That's the mitzvah saying of Avachtos Yisbarach. That's one nukud. Another nukud is also connected, is that this is the mitzvah saying of Dira B'Tachtein. When a person makes a Dira B'Tachtein in a Eifin that B'Shas that is in Tachtein, at the heart, the mitzvah is the way it is mitzad Elyeinim. In other words, he lives in Elamaz, it's takin da B'Tachtein. But at is a Yid that sees Elamaz l'fi Ashkaf as Hatein. What's the taich? By him, he's taka b'tachteinim, but he sees baby shodr, he's in tachteinim, he sees in yonim the way it is mitzad elyein. Aber kum dachais as vas, you could say in a gewisse zin that's a dir b'tachteinim, he's a person that's b'tachteinim, and by him, like the way it is mitzad elyein. But the tachteinim ba'atz mitzad atzma is a stira telekus. His whole shaykhus telekus is that he transcended tachtein. He's mis'ali, he went out of the gedorim of tachtein. He was mamshech in tachtein in the way it is mitzad elyeinim, lamayla lamata. Kub dachay is that the tachtein alein is not connected to the inyan of achtas yisbarach, connected to elikus. Dafka when a person mitzand the tachtein gufa, in other words, mitzand in yonim of velt gufa, comes to akar in elikus, Daf gewen, even a bulamatel of my law, is that Emma said did a bit tachten, the tachten a lit. Because the tachten itself is was shrei to levadu venzulas. It's not just that he manages to not be deterred by the tachten. He manages not to be fooled by the tachten. It's much more than that. It's the tachten alone is masking to the union of alakos. That's the emes of the Let's see again the lashon of the Rebbe. The Rebbe says tachlis ha'adam. Lastly, is baruch dira b'tachten. What does it mean b'tachten? Emes of b'tachten means leisha yishlo b'avidasi kometzi yisayil. Not that yishlo b'sheil al the welt. Agilam elamayil amata. El sheilam atachten kemeishu nira kometzi b'fnei atzmi yasi dira leis baruch. That the tachten itself should be a dira for the Ebeshter. Hein should gamba mitzi zuyu geshek shakom hosi mitzi matzi yisbar. Vizeu gili da mitzach tusi shakosh baruch. The Rebbe's madgish, it's that's the emes of dira b'tachteinim, and that's the mitzis of achtus of the Ebeshter. Like we explained before, when you have a gili milamay lamato, it comes out that velt is betzim astira telukos. Comes out, that's not the emes inyin of achtus yisbar. Before we go weiter, be madgish something over here, which is very mudgish in the lashon of the Rebbe. When we talk about Elam Haza, it's just in the pchisis of Elam Haza. Elam Haza being low, there's two in young, there's two prat. The fact that Elam Haza is a very velt, a very low velt, a mugbuldeke velt, a velt which is mitzumtzum, the Eidelik is very mitzumtzum, etc. And then there's an Indian, the velt has total hester on the lukus. A helam, elam lush and helam. Selech the shalukus bechlal. He explains much of Tanya Pirik Mem, there's two in young, there's tzimtzum and hester. When we talk about that, we say that even the mata should also be megalolakos. And we say that even the mata should be megalolakos. Not in the eifin of melamayla mata. Not in the eifin that the velt that you megala in velt the way it is mitzad lamayla. Not in the eifin of melamata lamayla. That you megala. And even a matal matal says that you see mitzad the matal gufa, you come to a conclusion to the inyan of achtas yisbar. When we talk about this inyan, the shail is as a pashtus. When we say that even the matal is megala lakus, the pshat is that even mitzad the matal, you come to a conclusion heipich the hester of velt. It says there's one inyan that alchatchila likt menachem velt. The velt is nishmast. The noach is the inyan that you say no. The velt alein, the metzias, the velt alein, the this low metzias, the velt alein, brings out, yes, that it's like we said before, it's a mechodesh, muzbo zoge that the ebesh is mechadesh, the velt b'chor aga v'rega, ebasei be'emes is the ebesh is only echad, no, so the velt alein brings out the ravai is echad. But what does that mean? Savkasa, once the velt brings out the ravai is echad, what does that mean? That means that the velt brings out that there is no metzias besides the ebesh, that there isn't something else besides the ebesh. But the lashon over here, the sikh is not like that. Lashon is sha'ilam atachten k'meishu nira k'metzis b'fnei atz me'yasadir leizbar, and shegam b'metzis zu yurga sheikh shakom usim amitzim atzizbar. The lashon over here is mashma b'stifer that I feel when you're not sheilu the metzis avelt, even if you're holding it such a even that the velt still is yeah metzis for itself. And it's still something separate from the Ebeshter, so to speak. Even then, it's nirgash that the ganze mehusa welt is only that it comes from a mitzvah motzi of the Ebeshter. This is medav hashtein agdara senyon, but I'm not going to go into now. It could be a vart, like when you see in velt gufe, like al derech we said before, a vart of ashkache pratis. That was, when you see ashkache pratis in velt, is sof kosof, but you still the velt is a zach for itself. It's not the pshat that you dehair how there's that the he said the Ebeshter mahav the velt b'chorag v'rega. There's nothing else besides that varavai. No, that's not the Ashkacha Pratis. Does shows even if you're going to say the velt is yazach for itself, it's yamatzis for itself. But what's the whole? What's every aspect in the velt? Every aspect in the velt is only the way the Ebeshter feels the velt. The way the Ebeshter brings the Ebeshter feels his kavane. We have to understand the Agdalis Anyanim. I just wanted to bring out that over here you see from the lashon over here and other places also the Rebbe stresses this klar. We see from the lashon of the sikha very clear that we're saying more than the way it explains in other places, more than just that the tachten itself has to bring out achdus yisbarach. We're saying even more. We're saying the tachten also metzis b'fnei atzmei can also bring out that amitis imotzi that his whole mahus comes from amitis imotzi yisbarach. Fine. Okay, let's go weiter. Zeu nirmas gamkim mashen nema b'yim rishon shemaisa bereshis. This is rishon of maisa bereshis, the first day. showing that that's Tachlis Aveda. And Maisa Bereish is showing that this is the Aveda that we have Velt for. In other words, this is the Aveda we have to do with Velt. What do we see on Yemirish and Maisa Bereish? It's the Vayi'er, Vayi'veki Yemechot. Hakavone, Yilatzaref, Ulechamer, Esa'erev, Acheshech, Vatachten, Yim HaBeker, Vayir, Vayelim. Chibur shel Eilu Matachten, Shein Tachten Lamata Mimenu, Yim HaElin, Shein Elin Lamaylu Mimenu, Ozu Yemechot. Then it's Yemechot. That was the tachlis is that we should have baker with erev. Erev should stay erev, and baker should be baker, and nevertheless they should come together. That's the mitzvah in Rav Yemechot. K'mayim erazal bepirush echot tzarech lechavim ba'alav shu echom b'ches shu yachi b'zayin rakim ba'aretz ariches. Dalas remez l'dal druchas. Chazal say also we see this in the vart echad. What's echad? Echad means that the velt itself, alza velt, you have taka dal druchas, you have taka zayin rakim and aretz. And that itself is meyuchah with aluf shalei lemadebishta. Befrat al piyah yidua diuk teves echad v'lo yachid. Chassidus, we ask a shayla. Why do we say avaya echad not avaya yachid? Chure yachid is klor shayla l'another mitzis. Moshe, when you say bincha yichidcha, what does that mean? It means to the exclusion of others. Your only child echad is not to the exclusion of others. You can have echad and you can have shayli. That's why when we say v'hu echad ve'in shayli, we have to be shayla behead. You have to say klor is echad ve'in shayli. So, it would have been better to use a lashon of yachid, not echad. So, Chassidus says, what's the pshat? It says in Tereir that, fakat, trying to bring out, what now? Trying to bring out that Eibush is not just yachid, that there's nothing besides him, even when there's a velt, even echad, even when there is a velt, he's also remains echad. Even when there is a velt. And Chassidus says that that's connected to this vart of Chazal, that in Echad you have to mechaven Aluf Shalaylam and Ches the Zayin Rakim and Oretz and Daud Ruchis. Because that shows that even when there is Rakia and Daud Ruchis, even there the Ebeshter is Echad. He says, like he says, V'shemir sh'yesh n'mak leiz mitzis alas izbarach, m'kom akam nariu Echad, haynu sh'a mitzis alaylam mechoberes v'klub ha'mitza mitzis di. I just want to bring it out, just clutter, just what we just said. Now, it's not just the pshat when we say that Tere'er, you could look pshat to Tere'er. Why do we say Echad na Yochid? Tere'er says, you could look pshat to Tere'er, but Pashtas. We're trying to bring out, it's not only that the Eibush is Yochid Be'ilami like he was, Kedim B'ris Eilam. I want to bring out more. Even when there's a Velt, even after the Eibush created the world, he still remains Echad. That's why we say Elash Nechad. But the way it explains another place of Chassidus is deeper. It's not, you could have Yochid in Velt Yochid, and you could have in Velt Echad. You could have that even even after the Zailam, you're megalad that the Emes is Yachid. Echad brings out a different type of Isachdus. Echad is a Achdus that we're not Sheila Velt, we're not Sheila Metzisa Velt, and for deswegen is Echad. Like Alderich always said before, that from the Velt Gufi, you could see the Inyan that she's Kalmuhus is Mamitzi Matzis Bach. We're not Sheila Metzisa Velt. Faket. Velt, Belashon Helen Ba'Esther is Inyan. And thus Gufi is megalad that Kalmuhus is Mamitzi Matzis Bach. Okay. V'zeo, zu yaved sa krishma. This union of being mechaber, erev and baker is the aved of krishma. Like he says in the other 19th star, he says, rei b'reish b'lach z'negei l'krishma, yalav b'riyasa sh'leila. We see over there, why did the Mishnah start with meimah say, k'rishma b'arvis, and not from krishma shal shachris? Because, yalav b'riyasa sh'leila, like it says, v'yarev v'yivei k'yimechot. So you see that krishma is connected to the union v'yarev v'yivei k'yimechot. And like the Rebbe is going to say, that is good for the aved of krishma. Havaya echot. Shema Yisrael the gamer Havaya Echad Havedam Lichter LeMayil LeMatel LeDal Druchas like Chazal says Shishak Tzavas Eilam LeGalus Achduz Yisbarach BeEilam Lashon Helam and it can make sure BeMitziyosev. Here you also see again what we stressed before that the Rebbe is saying even the Velt like when it's an Indian of Helam, even when it remains an Indian of Helam, it should still bring out the Indian of Amit that Amitzis Mitziyosev is from the Komohus is Mamitzi Matzi Yisbarach. Okay. וזהו הטעם שמיצס קשמה קשורה בשני הזמן דיים ולילה לילה עד כשהחילוק והפירה שביניהם אלא עד רבה ליפה בבייז הבחינס ההופכיס דיים ולילה לחברה מים יחד גיל אחתוס בי אז ביאס לחורה it's if I'll for if Krishma the whole union of Krishma is Kabbalah sales has to be an Yitmidi can't be that you can't be Michal Kinyem Alayl. You can't say there's one type of Kabbalah so you feel by Baker, one type of Kabbalah so you feel by Erev. So the answer is, we're not trying to bring out this Chalkus of Erev and Baker. We're trying to say that I feel when this is Dazach, which is Befedish Erev. It's Taka Inyan of Erev, Laila. It's Taka Inyan of Helm Vester and Lokos. Even that should become part of the Echad. As if we would say that Krishma is one mitzvah, and there's no Shinui, it's one mitzvah that you always have to do Krishma. Maybe to bring that out, we say you have to do it by Yom Ha'Layla, but there's no Ischalkas of Yom Ha'Layla. That would bring out, that would be al derech the inyan of Yachid. would be al-darach d'inyin of l'may l'matel. Would be al-darach d'inyin of saying that Krishna is to be megala, there's no welt, no, the word is this befeirish when makir taket is a hep, when makir is a baker. But the word is not to bring out this chal, because we're even baker, even though we're befeirish makir is a hep. This taka a separate mitzvah of Krishna b'erev and a separate Krishna mitzvah of Krishna b'baker. Or makir is a erev and makir is a baker. But the word is not to bring out this chal, but adarab, how they can come together and they can be echot. Before we go explain the Pratan that the Rebbe says over here, Teira's the whole Indian of Teira is the Megala Hechavivelt. We'll see more Pratim soon, but the whole Indian of Teira is, like Al Darach, what we said before, you can have a Yid was licked in Teira. We see in Aveda. A Yid was licked in Teira, his Indian is not that he sees Ashkacha Pratis in Velt. A Yid was just a Balesik, and he's in Velt, and he sees Ashkacha Pratis in that socket. That's Al Darach the Indian of Echot. He sees Fun Velt Gufe comes to the Akar of Achtus of Debeshta. Teira, the Vart is, it's a Indian of Steng Hachavi Velt. Teira looks, it's not Teira, there's only Teira, there's only Chachamah Sashal HaKadosh Baruch. The Velt is only a Pratin Teira. There's nothing else besides the Ebeshus Chacham inside Teira. Oh, so the Aved of learning Teira is a union of Melumay Lamat. The Aved of learning Teira is as a person can stay in Velt, but Ba'em leitzich the way it is mitzad Melumay. Ba'em leitzich the union of the way it is mitzad Melumay. Mitzad Chachamah Sashal HaKadosh Baruch. That's the union of Teira. Ataka says in other places that Limudat Teira is the bitl of Yachid and not Echad. I think Teira is Ve'ir Ataka. It says that Teira is Yachid and not Echad. It's just like we said before, there's a chiluk between Echad and Yachid. Yachid means Eibush. Nothing else says Eibush. Echad means when Makid is another Mitzis. And for that's when Eibush is Echad. Teira is Yachid. It's not Echad. Teira is, L'chadchad is nothing else besides Eibush. The Aved of Teira is, as a leicht, as good as a leicht in the Welt. Everything is as in Welt as both in Yanam, Saimel, Mailamat, and Lamatel, Mailo, is as a leicht in the Welt, the Lukus. The Shayan is, and what's for Eifer? Mitzad Teira, the Eifen is that it's Melamailamat. You're Megala, the way it is Melamailamat in Welt. Rebbe says, Shainan Tfesis bin Yanayel, Kim Rakmas Labeshes, says, Lachuda, how can we say that Teira stay Techef in Welt? Teira is Melubish in Yanayel. Teira Skufa talks about in Yanayel, Sheshanagh Zapara, etc. So he says that Teira is not nitfesis ben yon yeilam, kim rak mislabeshes behem, meaning ene shayeches leilam atachta kvishu b'mtsiya shal tachten, that he lemailam lis nitfesis mishtanis al yidei ha'eilam uba eilam. And like he brings here, from Ma'ara 22, he brings to my mind the Fidik Rebbe, v'inyin islabshes de Teira, enzim inyin islabshes shal isaskus, losh nislabshes rak shem amushel bilvat. So it's bedarech klal, when you have islabshes is isaskus. Al derech, a rav which is learning with a Talmud, is the Rav understands in Yonim in a very deep way. Right now, he's misasik with the Talmud. He goes and he's malbush himself in the tzir of the Talmud. He wants to understand things the way it's lefiyarech hatam. Is this kind of islapshus, when he's malubush in the elam of the Talmud, is in a eifin of isaskos, as if a nemtzich mit the Talmud, as in tzir to the Talmud. Memela, because it's an eifin of isaskos, that means that Beit B'Sham, you can say the Rav Alein understands very deep in Yon. But right now, B'Shas, that he's thinking how to give it over to the Talmud, can you really say that right now he understands the Yon the way he understands it? That was right now he understands the Yon the way the Talmud understands it. But Etzim Avadi, he could always go back to the way he understands it. Right now, he's taking nitvus in that. His Seichel Kavilu had a Yirida right now. He's thinking the Yon in a lower eifin taka right now. Al Dar Azeh, Derech Moshel, Derech Seichel Amidus. A person could understand how something is very good, could understand, let's say, a certain person is very has grace and ma'ilas, and because of that, he nailed the middle of Ava. The Seichel Gufa goes down to the middle of Ava. It says, till now, the Havana that this, of the Tev of this person, was in an Eifin of Seichel, was in an Eifin of Kriris, an Eifin of Objective. Right now, the Avonid that this person has a grace of Milus is an Eifin of Midas. The connection to that person right now is in a leif connection, a connection of Midas, a Meshichas Alev. So the Seichel Pasha Taka was Melubish right now in the Yin of Amida, so Taka had a Yerida. Right now, yeah, Avad started from Seichel, but right now, It's nitvas in the union of midas. Your connection with that person is not a seicheldik connection. It's a midasdik connection. By teira, sinishtase. By teira, teira talks about lower in yonim and doesn't become nitvas in those in yonim. That is the famous mashal that Rebbe brings in the Kutsiches Pashas Yisrei in Chelek Vav, that you have a dayin, that he, you have two baledinim come and they, this one tainis, that is kula shali, this one tainis kula shali, and the dayin hears the tainis, and the dayin paskas it about who the money belongs to. Is both the baledinim are talking about money and both the rav is talking about money, but there's a big difference how the baledinim are talking about money and how the rav is talking about the money. Baledinim, by them, is talking to geya, the money itself. The rav, he might be talking about money, but by him, it's all a shayla vasi the psak of teir. It's not the pshat that right now he yes that he's talking about money. Anything changed? In other words, he could have been learning, let's say, a mesechta zvachim, talking about kabbanis in the Beis Hamikdash, and right now came to him a din teira, and now he's talking in yalom of cheshem mishpat. Is there any nafkimin lagabe d'rav? It's any. It's are you going to say that till now it's a different type of teira now? He's talking teira. The shayla is there's teira paskins about in yalom of kotshim in the Beis Hamikdash, and teira paskins in yalom of mominus. The fellow Balidinim are talking about money. The Rav is not talking about money. He's talking about the psak of Teda and how Teda paskins about when there's a machlekes in money. The says Teda could be talking. It's not like a Rav which is learning with a Talmud. The b'shas that he's learning with the Talmud, he's takim is asik with the Talmud. And Mele is nitfas in them. Mele right now he doesn't understand the inyan in the way he understands it, the way he understood it when it's ba'atzme, when he's learning for himself. When a Rav paskins about inyan of cheshem mishpat, it's the same Teda. Because Teda remains, even when it talks about lower Nyanim, Teda remains commercial. To explain a little bit better, a little bit deeper, what's Taka the Chiluk? What's the Chiluk between the Rav, which is learning with the Talmud, or Seichel that goes down to Midas, that the Seichel Taka has a Yirida, and the Rav Taka has a Yirida, Mashenka Teda, when it talks about in Nyanim Elam, it doesn't have a Yirida. The Vart says, the Shaila is, when you have an Elyon that goes down to a Tachten, if the Elyon in Yonis to be a mucker for the Tachten, so then, b'shas that he goes down to the Elam of the Tachten, he's taken nitfas in the Gdorim of the Tachten. Seichel Amidus. Seichel in Yonis is to bring to Midas. The Mela, b'shas that Seichel goes down to Midas, is he taken nitfas right now in the Indian of Midas? That is a Rav and a Talmud. He said the Be'erach Zelazah. The Seichel of the Rav is a mucker for the Seichel of the Talmud. The Mela, b'shas that the Rav is understanding the Inyonim, behesim, to the Madregas of Talmud, he taken as a Yirid. When you talk about Teira, to understand a little bit better, maybe we'll bring out the difference between Teira and Mitzvahs. Mitzvahs, it says in other places, is Taka Melamata Lamayla, not like Teira, which is Melamaya Lamata. The Zachilik, when you do a mitzvah is Taka Melubash in the Inyan Gashmi. A mitzvah is about the Inyan Gashmi. It says a mitzvah, it's not the Pshat, as Grad that we're talking about in Yonim Gashmi. You can't be Mekayim the Mitzvah unless you Taka have a Dava Gashmi Kipshute. Teira might talk about in Yonim Gashmi. But it's the same Teda when you're learning an Inyan, which is talking about a Psaruch Nistik Inyan, and when you're learning an Inyan, which is talking about Gash Mistik Inyan. It's the same Teda. It's just right now he's talking about Gash Mistik Inyan. By a mitzvah can only be done taken with a Chayfetz Gash. A mitzvah is taken it with some Gash. What's the Chilik? Explains in other places, Shaili is in Makra Inyan. Shaili is in Shader Shain. Teda, mitzvahs is only Shaykh when there's a Mitzvah. Ibishta can only give a tzivui when there's someone to command, when there's a mitzvah. It says the mitzvah recognizes the mitzias of the tachten. Taka, the mitzvah is not the tachten. The mitzvah is the Ibishta's tzivui. But the tzivui gufa recognizes that there is a tachten. The mail of a shas that he goes down to the tachten is nitzvah sada. Because he recognized that there's a mitzias of a tachten. So, shas that right now the mitzvah was that we should do tach v'kach begashmias. The yes that the mitzvah recognizes the mitzias gashmias. Right now, that becomes the union of the mitzvah. This mitzvah is gashmis. Mashayikim by Teira, Teira is not the pshah. We don't, Teira is, apayim shana kodma Teira leil. The Ebishter could have in his seichel, even before there's a veld, Ebishter could decide, lu yitzur, there will be a veld, and there'll be Reuven, and there'll be Shimon, and Reuven will tayna kach, and Shimon will tayna kach, and Halacha will be kach for kach. That means that there's a mitzvah of veld. It's a seichel de kazach. What is the Ebishter Svara? What does the Ebishter Seichel say, so to speak, when we have Azan Azan Shail? That's what Teira is. Teira doesn't say, mitzvah means, if you're giving a tzivu, if you have a melech, it's giving a tzivu. That means there's people to give tzivuim to, and we have to tell them the tzivu. When you have, let's say, you have a melech which is making chukim. Why is he making chukim? Not stamaze because isha of a muskolas and he's stam declaring what should be the din in such in this case. It's because this taka am, this people, so he has to make chukim for that. That's all mitzvah is. Teda is not because of the velt. The male, the Abish said, what's the best way for the velt to fit in? Because there's going to be a velt and there's going to be people which are going to argue, we have to pass and what's going to be the halacha in this case. No, that's not what Teda is. Teda is, as it comes to the Abish, in Inigret, what's the halacha in this case? When Inigret, what should be the halacha? What's the avonah? What's the psak in such and such case? So Teda doesn't take into account the velt b'chla. And yes, that Teda doesn't take into account the velt. So Mela, even when he's talking about in Yonia Elam, it's not nitfas in the. He might be talking about a Yanni Eilam, but Satish mit Welt garnished. Fine. Let's see a little bit more over here. He says, Gam lach, shenosav yard, b'seser madregis, machshava dibiru maise tfisabahem. Even though it says a lotion of tfisabahem, there are machshavas tefis in Teda. So Teda, so to speak, comes down, and our machshavas tefis in it. Nevertheless, the Teda itself remains higher than tfisa. Say it's the same. When we say in Lashon that our machshava is teifas and teira, the pshat is that our machshava can be so davuk and teira in such a eifin that it's teifas and teira. But not the pshat that teira is nitfas in our machshava. Is when a person learns teira, we see in the mice. When a person learns teira, what's supposed to be the tzugang to learning teira? What's supposed to be the approach? The approach is not that he should be meisif in teira. The approach is that his seichel should also be a caliph understanding teira seichel. Even being mechadish chidusha teira is only to be megala the nyanim the way they are, the way they were nitl meisha mesina. It's not the pshat that there's a inyan to be meisha for your own seichel and teira. Teira, we say nitfas losh tfisa, that machshav is tfisa behel, is only that your seichel is able to grasp fully the eivishta seichel. But the eivishta seichel stays kumeshi. It doesn't, tfisha, there's not no yirid in the eivishta seichel. Chmasra gadosh baruch stays the same. And the whole word of Teda is as a zetzach in the world. You don't see the mitzvahs of Welt in Teda. Says it. The inyan of Teda is like we said before, Melamay Lamata. The word of Teda is, and Teda l'chatchila, you don't see the mitzvahs of Welt. Meil, the aved of learning Teda is that by you, zal zich oplegen the way it is, mitzad teira. The way it is, mitzad, when there's no veld. The main, this comes back to the shayla that we asked in Sif Aleph, why does teira not mugden in the Indian of Zman? Teira faket is Indian Tmidi. Because faket, the whole Zman means Zman numokim is Indian of Elam, Lashon Elam Est. The whole word of teira is, as zal zich on that, and by mention, by a person, it should be felt, and he should internalize the way it is, mitzad l'maylam azma, mitzad l'maylam ayylam. So therefore, teretak is not mugdir in the union of zman. Okay. Let's see. Ha'ore 27. It says over here like this, lahoy, when you get to what he said, that teda, the whole meaning of teda is that you shouldn't see the mitzvahs of el. So he says, lahoyir, ashebeis matan teda is the meaning of teda, is begili nizbat la'ilam mitzvahs begili. K'mayim razal tzipi litzavach la'ilam shesek. That by pshas matan teda, the velt was batlu mitzvahs begili, in a'ifin of tzipi litzavach la'ilam shesek. Explain this a little bit. Like I said, one of the chilukim of when you megal achdus of the Eibushter neifin of melamaylo mato melamatlo maylo is what is it pale on the tachten? Says b'shas that the gili is an neifin of melamatlo maylo. So the whole vart is that the tachten itself brings out a lakus. No, so the tachten doesn't have to stop being a tachten in order to bring out a lakus. The tachten k'meishu who is bringing out a lakus. Like I'll get it derech the dugmois that we gave before. If you see ashkacha pratis in velt, it's not the pshat. The velt has to stop being velt in order to bring out ashkacha pratis. Punkt faket. Velt k'meishu who brings out the inyan of ashkacha pratis. Mashenka, when we talk about the inyan of melamay lamata, gilam melamay lamata, the whole vart is as zuchana in velt. It should be felt the way it is mitzad lamay lamana ilamus. The way it is mitzad eibushta. The way it is mitzad lakus. That there is no velt. No. So Melo, what is that pale on velt? It's pale and velt that velt should stop being velt. Not that velt should remain being velt and because it should be in the regular course. He says that the whole nekuda is as zozuch on that and that there is no velt, so the velt has to stop being velt. That's why b'shans matan teira, the vart was tzipa litzavach leilum shesek. It wasn't Peilam Veld. Teira was a inyan of Melamayla Mata. So it wasn't Peilam Veld that Veld Alein should be felt that a Veld Alein is a inyan of Elikus. The Veld Pashut was a master. The Veld stopped being Veld. The Veld wasn't doing its Pula. Moshe, it says when you get to Lasid Love, Lasid Love is more when you have the Shlemus of the inyan of Gilim Elamata Lamayla. It says, the Rebbe says in Asich and Toshim Ches, Kamayim Layom Mechasim. The Rebbe says, why do we say that it will be Kamayim Layom Mechasim? Molar Zdeis Havai Kamayim Layom Mechasim. He says, the word is we're trying to bring out, the Velt is going to be al derech the Bruim Shebiyam. Bruim Shebiyam, it says that the fish, if a person goes to a mikvah, let's say in a yam, the fish is not a chitzitza. Because yes, that they're so dovek with their mucker, with the yam, is they're like a chelik of, that's the goof of their mitzis, to be a chelik of the yam. That is Allah, Asid Love, Velt Alein will be like Bruim Shebiyam. The gedder of Velt Alein will be that it's Maas Megal Alakus. Is but Matateira, that wasn't the Vart. But Matateira, the Vart was that Tzipele Tzava, Chaylum Shesek. It's not that, it didn't bring out that Velt alone is a Lakus, that the Velt is not Master in Lakus, that the Velt is like Brum Shabiya. No, Tzipele Tzava. Why? Because the Vart is Matzav, in Matateira was a Gilam Elamaylamat. When it's a Gilam Elamaylamat, is the Velt has to stop being Velt, so to speak. It's just bringing out that Sinshtaki Velt. So what's so how does the Velt play a role? How does the Velt react to such a inyan? A Gilam of Matateira? Stops being Velt. Elam Shaisek. Velt Shreit and Shadeis. His Egen Ein. It's Kedai to be Meir that even though the Rebbe says over here Lahoy Rashi Beis Matateira, the Rebbe is bringing a Dugma from Matateira Lagabi the Inyan of Teira Lagabi the Inyan of Teira Bechlal. It's Lav Davke that the Pu'ula that happened B'Shas Matateira is the same Inyan of the Pu'ula of Teira. It says, a person could understand this order. Could say Al Derech that was saying over the B'shas Matateira. What was the pula? The pula was with the Ilum Sheisik that the Velt was stopping Velt. Al Derech, you could say that the pula of Teira, Teira's Bechlau. When a person learns Teira, what's it supposed to do? It's supposed to make that the Velt should not be Velt Bechlau. The MS is that says in other places that Teira does have a pula on Velt, but the Teira didn't have a pula on Velt, so to speak. Its pula on Velt was only that the Velt should stop being Velt, that the Velt should be Sheisik, but not in the Inyanim of Velt Gufa. Teira, though, we have in Inyanim that Teira's pale on Velt. Like it says, the famous thing that the Yishalmi, that we bring from the Yishalmi, that the Teiras, if we pass them, that there will be another Adr, Salah, Chayzrim. We see that Piska Teira Peil Am Velt Gufa. Not just that the Velt should head off being Velt, it's Peil Am Velt Lufiat Teira. That Velt Gufa should act Lufiat Teira. The word of the is as it says, there's a chilik between Matateira and Teira that we learn now. But Matateira, it says that Halyenim Yerdul Tachteinim, Tachteinim Yal Lelyen. This explains in other places that even though it says both in Yanim by Matateira, but by Matateira, Be'ikah was the Yanim of Al-Yanim Yeridul Tachteinim. Tachteinim Yal Al-Yanim, that started by Matateira. We've given them a Sinskech for that. But that's a Inyan, which is our Aveda afterwards. This is the Aveda of, like it explains in Vibat Krishma, of Al-Matal Amayla, etc. So, yes, that Sof Kosof now when we learn Teira, it's after Matateira. It's already after there's a. The Velt Alein becomes more Akeli Filikos. Mela Teira has more of a chibur with Velt than Matan Teira. In other words, I say Matan Teira, the Velt was not a keli for the gila of Matan Teira klal klal. Velt had no shayches for that gila. Mela, yes, that the Velt had no shayches for that gila. So the pu'ula wasn't a pu'ula in Velt. It didn't achieve anything in Velt. The Velt should act lefi the Teira. The keitzim is that all it made was the Velt should stop being Velt. Elam sheis. Right now, the pu'ula of Teira's pale on Velt. Oh, but what's a pale on Velt? Not that Velt, not the inyanim of the way it is, mitzat Krishma, like Krishma. Teira still is an inyan of Elamai Lamato. Elamai, it's an inyan of Elamai Lamato, na'ifin, that the Velt is more of a keli for it. It says, when there's an inyan of Moshe Aved of Krishma, that means that you see from Velt Guf and Yanim Velikus. That's not the inyan of Teira. Teira is, to Megala in Velt, the inyanim the way it's Hachavi Velt. Oh, but it's Megala das in Velt Gufa. Al Derech to what we just bought from the Yerushalmi, Piska Teira. It's not that you see Velt Kameshahu in its regular day-to-day activity. And for that gufa you find the Inyan of Ashkacha Pratis. That's the Aved of Krishma. Here, by the Vart of the Yerushalmi, it's pale on Velt. Velt gufa starts acting with Fihiro Esateira. But what is Velt acting like? Velt is acting not like Velt. Velt is acting with Fihiro Esateira. Maybe I'll give another marshal, which brings this out a little bit better. Al Derech, the Inyan of Asagas Ashlila. Is when a person's masik in Seichel gufa, that he doesn't understand a certain inyan. Let's say he's masig certain madregis and alakus. He's masig the shlili. He's masig that these inyanim all the what the ebeshter is ram v'nisa higher than seichel. What the ebeshter is he doesn't know.
But it's massive because David is Hachvi Seichel. On the one hand, it's Ein of Havana Vasoge, and it's the head. He himself is a Keli for this Havana Vasoge, for what he understood. On the other hand, what does he understand? He understands that a Seichel Gufa doesn't understand. The says, that's how Dana says, I'm going to get to the Piska Teira, that the way they pray on Velt. The Piska Teira attack a pale on Velt. Not like by Mata Teira, that the Velt was Sheisik, that the Velt was Eis Metzias. Piska Teira pale on Velt Gufa, the Velt should act Lefi Heirois HaTeira. So it's because the Velt is a Keli for this union of Teira. But on the other hand, what's the Pulan Velt? Not that Velt Kimeshahu should bring out a lacos like Bashkocha Pratis. What's a Pelan Velt? The Velt Guva should be a Keli for Hechevi Velt. That's the Shtokin Velt. That the Nyonim are Lefi Heroes HaTeira, not Lefi the Heroes, not Lefi the Teva Elo, not Lefi the Gdarim of Velt. Yeah. Okay. One more thing before we Messiah also in this order. The Lashon of here is Lohira Shabbos Matan Teira Begilin is Batle Elam Metzius Begilin. It's a Psakefa Lashon here. Begilin is Batle Elam Metzius Begilin. Is it could be the Pshat Zazay. The Pshat is the whole union of Teira is that it should be Meir Begiloi what the way it is Metzad Melamayla, the way it is Behelam. Behelam is always Avaya Echot. Teira is as does Guvaz Olaichtim Begilin. But, well, that's Bechlau what Teira is. That Havaya Echad should be made Begil. But in that Gufa, that Indian Gufa was made Begil by Matan Teira. That says, when a person learns Teira today, it says, Ma'ala halam be'ima be'ira b'ratz b'zeya, as afkan be'im be'ira b'ratz b'zeya. Sof kosof, a person doesn't feel the same e'im be'ira b'ratz b'zeya when he learns Teira the way he felt to B'shas Matan Teira. He says, the Nekud of Teira Gufa is not Begil, B'shas that we're learning Teira. Episode union of Teira, Leitzif by the Mensch. But what Teira is, that mitzvah union of Teira, is not Meir Begilu b'shas that a person learns Teira now, nowadays. B'shas mat Teira, the Nekud of Teira Gufa was Meir Begilu. Memela, the Nekud of Teira, that, which is, that the Elam is Batla Metzias Begilu. That the Bidla Metzias Eila of Elamus should be Nirgash Begilu. That Nekud of Gufa was Meir Begilu b'shas mat Teira. That's the B'shat in the Lashon of Yev Dereb. Okay. Just to be finished off the Sif, the Rebbe explained over here the mile of Krishma over Matan Teira. The mile of Krishma over Limud HaTeira. L'chura, we have to understand, why is there Aved of Teira? If he's Mazbe, that Dafkin Krishma, it's a Tifer Inyan of Achtas Havaya, and Dafkin that brings out the Inyan of Dira B'Tachteinim, so why does that have to be the Aved of Teira? When it comes to the Biurim later, the Rebbe in Siv Gimel and Siv Dal, the Rebbe speaks other Biurim of the Chilktin Krishma and Teira, and then at the end of Siv Dal, these Messiahim Klor, why we have to have the Inyan of Teira. But that's not going to get to the beer that it says in this sif. That's going to get to the beurim that it says there. Which we'll see later, Bez Hashem. But the beer that he says over here about the mile of Teira over Krishma, the mile of Krishma over Teira, that it's a tifer inyan of Achtas Havaya, and that it's a mitzvah inyan of Dira B'Tachteinim, L'chur is not mazbe, why there also has to be the inyan of Teira. So Emzaz, there's a lot of vinyanim, a lot of pratim about the mile of Mlamaila Lamata over Mlamata Lamaila. Hainan the which madrega of Achtas Havaya and Hainan what kind of a tachtan it comes down to. It says in other places that in a Givisa Inyan, a Givisa Eifen, Dafka and a Gili Mlamaila Mata comes down lower to a lower tachtan then when you connect to Lakus and Eifen and Mlamata Lamaila. We're not going to get into them now. It's a lot of Pratim. And also, like we said, which madrega of Achtas Hashem we're referring to. Mlamaila Mata, the Gili of Achtas Havaya, Mlamaila Mata, the higher madrega of Achtas Havaya. It's not negate so much to the Sicha. To negate to here, I think it's negate only one Nakoda, Ravedek Nakoda, which is Bahamas connected to what he Kidal, which is Mitzayin to here a few times. Over there, the Rebbe says that Krishma, Gufa, comes Bahamshach to Matan Teira. He says the Nesinuskech for Krishma comes from Matan Teira. We'll say it in different ways than it says in the Sicha over there. We said before, in Aveda, we gave a dugma in Aveda for the two Eifanim of connecting to Lakus and Eifanim of Maila Mata and Lamata Lamaila of a person which sits and his whole Indian is Teira, his whole Metzis is Teira, to a person which is Munach in Velt and he sees Ashkacha Pratis in Velt. A person which is whole Indian is Teira is Hastas as well, so Yilchatchil sees the Velt Lufi Teira. Is Baim, that's a Gilim Lamaila Mata. He sees Velt of where it is Mitzad Lamaila. Then you have a person which is in Velt, he's a Balesek, he sees Velt, but that's like an in Velt Guf, he finds a Lakus, he sees Ashkacha Pratis Vechul. Is an Aveda, let's just say you have a person which is Munach in Velt. And by him, that's the Hascholos HaInyan. He's Munach in Velt. How is he going to come in Velt to see Ashgacha Pratis? He says, as the Chazefa Chap mit Velt, where does he get the Koyach to see the Lukus in Velt? Mail if a person will go now and say, I'm going to be in the Bismedish against the Tog, and I'm going to learn Teira against the Tog, and then by me, that's a chaplegin, dashkoff of the way to Misa Teira. And Mail, when I'm going to go out, and what am I going to say? I'm going to see Lachatchilid in Yonim only Lafit Teira. No, now we understand how a person comes to such an Aved of Milamailamata. Ligin Teira, Lig Hecher, and Mail if that's the end of the world, the way to Misa Milamail. But Aved of Milamata Milamail, how does that person come to such an Aved? As a licked in the Mato, Terech the Lushan of Alter Rebbe and Perichov Chesentanya. Is the Chlamato, Zeich Aleh Lamailo. If you alone are in the Tachten, you alone are a person that sees Velt Yazamatzis, to have the Aveda Melamato Lamailo, you have to see Velt Yazamatzis. We're talking about a Balisik, which by him Velt Yamatzis. So if you, by you, Eltis Taka Yamatzis, so how are you going to Taka come to Kirchareis for them and see how the Matzis Guf is Megal Alokos? But then the phenomenon is in his Keich. A person with Chatchila has to have a Bislak upon him. From the Aveda Mulamaila Mata. There had to be Matateira first before the Aveda of Krishna. There has to be a first Apsa Noche as a Stockinvelt. The Noch, when you go in Welt and you start seeing Welt Yazamatzis, oh, you have the Koyach, why am I in Welt? Why am I seeing Welt Yazamatzis? Only to bring out, as Welt is also to bring out the Lakos, only to also Welt Alein can bring out the Lakos. I can see Ashkach Platz in Welt Alein. Al-Darech, when Aveda Hashem, you have a Yeshevel and you have a Balesek. Because Yeshevel, Taka Zinyan is more Milamailamat, and a Balesek Zinyan is Milamat Lamaila. But even a Balesek has to have Kviyasitim Lateira every single day. He has to have a Inyan of Milamailamat every single day. And more Pcholos, he has to have Shabbos and Zimei Sachel. There has to be Nyanim of Milamailamat. You can't just have the Aveda of Milamat Lamaila. If you can have just the Aveda of Milamat Lamaila, you won't have the Keach for such an Aveda. So there has to be a Sinus Keach. For the Indian of Tatus, this is the Nakud of Eros. Taka the Ikir is like the Rebbe says of Yoda, Mitz Vachtas Havai, and Emesin of Dirim Tachtenim is Taka by the Vid of Krishma, not the Vid of Tera. But for Desvegen, it's moving a Poshet, you have to have the Sinus Keach from Tera, and only through that can you have the Vid of Krishma.